Welcome to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, intended to equip and encourage business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. Taught by active business owner, best-selling author, and teacher, Sean Castrina.
I'm going to share with you today a massive hiring mistake that new entrepreneurs make, and I made it so early on, and it's funny, I made it when I got into rental properties as well. I'm going to give you a statement, and if you hear this, you need to run from it because you're going to hear it for the rest of your life, and it's never good. When you hear someone say, "Hey, I have a situation," I've heard this statement more times than I can tell you. When I have a rental property and someone comes and looks at it and they're all excited about it, and then at the very end, when I'm going over the financial part of it, what they do is they say, "But I have a situation." When someone says they have a situation, they're basically telling you, "I'm not qualified." There's a major stumbling block between what you want and what I'm getting ready to offer you. And in this case, you know, they come back with, "I have a credit score of like 450 or something like that. Or, you know, my income is not what I put on the application because it comes through, you know, somebody's giving it to me this way and I get some of it that way." But they never tell you what it really is. They call it a situation. And I find it's so common when you interview. You'll get excited about a candidate. And then somewhere in the middle of this, and it typically comes towards the end, and they use this word, "I got a situation." And I've learned to tell people, I don't do situations anymore. I don't do situations in my rental properties anymore. You're either qualified or you're not. I don't do situations in employment anymore. You're either qualified or you're not. Let me just preface that. If somehow I have an absolute prodigy and I'm stack 20 deep, and if this person doesn't pan out, I can dismiss them easily and it doesn't hurt me. Okay, I may take a little bit of a launch on somebody like that. It's like a 6th round draft choice, like a Tom Brady. Okay, if it works out great, hey, I got a Hall of Famer. If not, you know, they're never going to see the first game. Okay, but I don't ever put stock in the fact that I think, you know, like I really believe this is going to work out. I go into it with my eyes wide open, like this is in fact a long shot. But what we do is when we're new business owners, we place these situation people in critical positions because we're desperate. And it's a nightmare. Because as I've said to you many times, people that have situations generally have trouble managing themselves. And people that can't manage themselves, you can't manage either. Let me go through the ones that I have found that are so common in hiring. These are the situations that I always hear about. Number one, because I had this recently, if you can imagine this. I sometimes have to look at them and go, are you a grown damn man? And I just pause and just look at them and they end up dropping their head. Because they know what they're telling me is so ridiculous. I want them to hear it back. I had somebody who had no identification, literally brought to our payroll department a birth certificate for their child and thought we were going to do a paycheck to their child. No ID. "Oh, my driver's light, my wallet got stolen in my car." Okay, sell that to somebody else. Okay, but brought the birth certificate to our payroll office. Like, do people think this works? Yeah, we're just going to play little Johnny. Little Johnny's going to make $65,000 this year. No, he's 4 years old. Yeah, I don't see an audit happening anywhere there. I'd hate to have to defend that one. I've had this where I've hired someone and they need to leave early on Fridays. And why is that? Because they're doing weekends in jail. And listen to me. I am absolutely will give more grace than you can possibly imagine. But you got to look at these situations, why it happened. And I'm going to be frank with you. I hired this person and he ended up being one of my best employees for 12 years. But when I hired this person, I was 25 deep in talent. And this person started at an entry-level dollar figure, shared with me the situation, was completely transparent, didn't share with it to me as a situation, shared it with me up front. And that's the difference sometimes. But you got to look. I mean, I recently had someone, you know, went through the whole hiring and they're getting ready to start. And then they tell me they've got to do a week in jail. Not a weekend, a week in jail. You got to look at what the situation is. And typically in these things, they tend to repeat themselves. I this is, this is too funny. I had a painting company and I went to a job site early on. And I, again, if you know anything about me, you know I know nothing about how to do any of these home improvement things. And my workers, they were hillbillies. They were. And you're like, well, Sean, that's wrong. You shouldn't say that. I know I'm going to get somebody on my review that says that. They didn't wear shoes to work and listen to nothing but hillbilly music. I literally, and I'm, it's going to come up on this next one, is I had to take deodorant spray and leave it in their vehicle as a hint. Okay? I never paid attention during, you know, during the interview. I never really, really looked close. They're like, hey, we can paint, we can do anything. And they could paint. But, you know, how do you explain to a customer that your workers out there, you know, they're listening into, you know, you hear the banjo picking. I was fine with that, but they don't have any shoes on. I was good with everything but the no shoes on. But again, what I'm talking about, there's going to be certain appearances, and you know, we're so delicate these days, but we all know that there's certain appearances that are never going to fly. I could explain a lot. I maybe could have explained one guy not wearing shoes saying, you know, he's got, you know, he just had arches, you know, on his feet aren't good. I could have got away with one. Four of them with the same last name, none of them wearing shoes, listening to hillbilly music. No, I couldn't. That would never fly to the clients I was serving, and I would have had to drop my prices in half to justify it. That goes to the no deodorant. Hey, listen, you're going to have certain people that lack hygiene, and you're listening to this podcast, you're like, I can't even believe he's talking about the stuff he's talking about. I'm just telling you, 23 years into it, I've seen it all. I've seen grown men come to work and smell, you know, like they ain't showered in a week. And yeah, what do? I put deodorants in the front seat of their car. I don't say a word in their vehicles. I put a can spray of deodorant. And it works. I don't have to say anything. I just put, you know, just can of spray. If they can't figure it out, then I don't know what to do them. And I've put I've put boxes of other things when I feel like they're a little bit of a, not a hard worker, but I'll let you figure that one out as well. Sometimes, yeah, they got, you know, they don't brush their teeth. I don't know what it is. They use mouthwash. You know what I'm talking about, man, but they got ass breath. I can't have that. You're talking to my clients. You're going to sell, you're going to do estimates. And you know what? You can smell your breath from 6 feet away. You're laughing right now. Listen to me, but I am telling you, you're going to experience every single one of these over a decade if you own a company. And you're going to try to explain these away and justify them, or you're not going to confront them when you can hand the guy deodorant. You can say to the guy, listen, you know, you remember the Seinfeld episode with the Tic Tacs? You know, just put a thing of Listerine right on their desk, or put a thing of Listerine right on the, you know, on the front seat of their car. I don't care how you do it, but you can't allow these situations to continue. But we make them. We make them all the time. Next, no transportation. This happens more frequent than I care to admit, where you look out in the parking lot and there's, you know, the girlfriend there who drove him to work, drove him to the interview. I've had this happen countless times. Now we always look. And we'll ask them during the thing, do you have, because we're going to get to this, do you have a valid driver's license? Do you have transportation that will be what you drive to work every day and drive home? And, you know, the 1 out of 10, you're going to get, well, no, my girlfriend drives me or my mom drives. No. We're not doing that. That's middle school. That's middle school. And this is all falls into what I call these are the situations. And as new business owners, you're going to be able to get these people cheap, or you're going to be desperate for that hire, and you're going to make these hires. Why do I know that? Because I made them. The good thing is I learned really early on that they don't work. The next is the DUI. Again, hey, I'm a grace-backed person. Believe me, I will give more second chances, but I don't put people where I'm giving a second chance in a critical position initially. When I have someone who has a situation that I'm willing to work through, and there's, listen, I'm willing to work through a DUI. I'm willing to work through a legal issue. Okay, I'm legal. I'm willing to work through, a divorce issue, and there's some challenging situations where maybe they got to pick the kids up. I'm willing to work through anything Nearly. If you talk to me on the front end, and it ain't the end of the interview when you hit me with the situation. When you tell me these things, I'm happy to work through them. And I can work through most anything. But I tell you what I won't do. I'm not going to put you as my lead guy or girl in the position you're interviewing for. I'm going to step you back. Because you're going to have to show me for 6 months that we don't have repeat issues. Remember the one person that I told you about that was doing weekends in jail, and it was a crazy situation. Accused of, like, he was doing some a furniture repair, and she accused him of keeping it. Ended up being the best employee I have ever had. Ended up being the most highest paid employee I've ever had. If I had to start the company over, I'd be the first person I would hire. And when he went to move on from our company, he worked for 2 months, two jobs. The one he took to leave ours, and we got offered like $50,000 more, and I was paying him a ton. Literally, I told him, I said, it's the easiest decision I've ever had to make because I can't afford to pay you what you would need. The entire salary structure would collapse around this company. But he stuck around for 2 months, worked two jobs to get us through a really important, massive job we were on. So I'm willing to take a chance. But when I understood his situation, I had to step him back and he had to earn the trust. And he did. Sometimes you get child support issues, but I'm all great with that. But it's when, you know, you go through what they have to pay out every week and then they try to get around it. I'm like, man, that's a non-negotiable. I'm like, no. You had kids. And whenever I look at it, I go, you know, this is all you have to pay. You know, some of them it's crazy. It's like $38, you know, you got to pay and you had a kid. But no, we don't work around child support. We don't work around that. And then sometimes you know, they're not a citizen. You can't work around these things. You're going to try to. And that's why I have this podcast, because this is a real entrepreneur talking to you. And I know I've brought up some things and you're going to, you know, I'm going to get a review. I can't believe he said that. You know what? Yeah, because I've been doing this long enough. I've seen every one of these. Yes. I've had people come work for me where their breath stunk so bad that they would embarrass you speaking to a customer, and no customer, no client would ever say yes to them. But what you're going to do is, I'm not going to say anything to them about that. No, I am going to. I'm going to drop a big thing of Listerine in the front seat of their car. Or somebody who just, you know, maybe they work out in the mornings and they haven't mastered, you know, wearing deodorant. Or they come with sweat stains and stuff like that. You know, their appearance is awful. You're going to try to hire them because you're not confrontational enough. Okay? Or again, the girlfriend's going to bring them to work and you're like confident this is really going to work out. This never works out. Let me just tell you, I'm going to give you a few of these that never work out. The girlfriend driving the guy to work never works out. Ever, ever, ever. Okay? Just so you know, never works out. Okay? That one I can guarantee you. So have a hiring criteria. And again, I'm all for giving people chances, but you don't put them in a position to be your lead person. Okay, you got to put them a couple layers deep where they have to earn your trust. And I always tell people this, hey, I want this to be a success story. And I don't tell any of their business to anybody else. It's another rule. When somebody interviews with me in the conference room, that whatever I find out, it does not leave that conference room, only to possibly one of my business partners that they might be working under. But I don't share it with the secretary. I don't share it with the payroll office. I don't share it with the people they're working. That's an unnecessary information. It just puts them three steps back. As I tell them, I'm aware of it. I'm giving you a chance because I think I see potential in you, but you're going to have to earn that trust. And I tell them, because of this, I have a very short patience level with you. So if you screw up really quickly, you're right. Based on the information I have, you're not going to be around here because you should be the hardest worker here. What we talked about today is hiring situations. And these are situations that you're going to try to make work. And I'm going to tell you statistically, they're not in your favor. But I've had some amazing success stories. And so because of that, because I've had a Tom Brady, I still draft a quarterback in the sixth round who looks a little chubby and slow because it's worked out for me. But I don't bet my franchise on them. Remember, they had Drew Bledsoe when they took Tom Brady, so they had a really nice number one quarterback there. This is Sean Castrina with the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, designed to equip encourage and educate entrepreneurs. This is a host that's trying to get better and better at this. I think I'm 5 years in and I'm constantly learning on how to do a better podcast. If you'd be kind enough to give it a review, subscribe to it, tell 5 friends who are trying to grow their business, tell your, maybe you work underneath a business owner, give them this podcast. It'll help them be a better owner and thus more profit for the company, more money for you. Thanks again for listening. We'll talk again soon. We got some great interviews coming up this week.